Will you please come to order? Let the record show that it's 7:05, Wednesday, March 20th, 1985. Let the record show that Representative Davis, Representative Maru, Representative Herman, Representative Schultz, Representative Cato are present. I want to make a couple of remarks, and that is, we have been printing the statutes in your packets. We're going to discontinue that doing that if people go get statute books and start looking up the statutes. Mike, I don't think you've been aware. They're not today. Today's the only day they haven't been. But but at any rate, the statutes have been in all the time. And so we'll continue to do that unless you insist on having a statute book at the desk and look them up. And then we'll discontinue because there's no sense in being duplicate. We have before us today the confirmation of the governor's nominees for the Alaska Railroad Labor Relations Agency, Steve Halfley, Robert Piazza, and Alice Embold.
Well, she's one of my constituents.
She is.
Ebenol.
If you look in your packet, you'll see that Labor and Commerce didn't have any problems with this. And I was wondering if there are any objections to the confirmation from this committee for these three people.
No, Madam Chairman, no objection. I just make a comment that at least two of them I know personally that have good experience and highly recommend Alice Ebenol and at least the other one is Piazza. He's got a labor background, but I don't know the other one.
All right, Richard?
Is there any problem with us just moving on the confirmation?
All we have to do is
rules.
Right. Yeah.
I would move that we do that.
Representative Schultz has moved that we move the confirmation on to rules. Are there any objections? No objections, so ordered. The next thing we have coming up before us relates to the Whittier Shotgun Cove Access. This is sponsored by Representative Mike Szymanski, who has his mouth full of bran and muffin right now.
Yeah, I got up for this.
Would you like to testify, Representative Szymanski?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Distinguished committee members, it's always a pleasure to come before such a
food out of your mouth.
Early morning committee, one that comes to work, or early bird gets the worm. I'm sure that... say something about you for the record.
Yeah, nice.
It's like having stunning sunshine coming from the committee as I observe the other members around the table.
Excuse me, I'm getting sick.
But
let the record show that Representative Furness has joined us.
Another ray of sunshine.
What was that?
I don't know.
You've been gone for days?
I think it's Representative Davis's.
I didn't make his chair. You can sit on it.
Madam Chairman, the resolution before you was drafted in support of the Whittier, basically the Whittier community, and providing both access and supporting the growing need for development in the area for road and specifically road improvements with regard to access. And ultimately, we'd like to see, or at least I would hope to see, a good road system in place there that would provide not only access, but provide services to the people who will be visiting Whittier and the community at large all the way out into the Shotgun Cove area, which is really the only logical area for expansion in the Whittier community, so that, because as most people are familiar with the geographical area of Whittier, the community of Whittier is very small with regard to its geographical land mass that they have right in there at the head of the bay. And ultimately, we'd see the expansion of the road out to Shotgun Cove. And I know that you've worked very diligently on that effort in the past, Madam Chairman, and I think DOT has put their best foot forward in trying to resolve some of the problems. This resolution both commends the Department of Transportation, but further urges the Department of Transportation to establish a priority in planning and improving access to Whittier and Shotgun Cove as a policy from the 14th legislature. I know that we're going to have declining oil revenues in the future, and it's going to be very difficult to amount the amount of funds that are necessary to complete both those projects. But I think that we have to look at such things as maybe figuring out innovative ways, whether it's to ensure that the Shotgun Cove Road is brought onto the federal highway system or something, so that we can look at potentially federal matching funds to go into it, or that we can go some avenue to develop that system in there. Otherwise, it's just no relief for the recreational users, and that's predominantly who we're talking about with regard to the Whittier area, is the recreational users from South Central, and particularly from Anchorage. And I appreciate your consideration of the resolution today.
Are there any questions of Mr. Szymanski? Representative Murrow.
Representative Szymanski, how many people now live in Shotgun Cove?
Not anybody in Shotgun Cove right now.
How many live in Whittier?
I'm sure I'll defer to you. You represent that area.
There's 192 registered voters.
192 registered voters.
How many dogs can count?
Madam Chairman?
Representative Murrow?
192 registered voters. This road would cost $19.2 million. That's $100,000 per voter. And Whittier is a bunch of money, especially for a dead-end road that goes out to a place where nobody lives.
Madam Chairman, the problem is that people in Whittier don't have too much problem with a place to live. They've got it. The problem I have is there's half the population in the state of Alaska looking for a recreational outlet and a place for to develop cabins or to develop recreational homes, if you want to call them recreational homes, very similar to what you have down in the Kenai, where along the Kenai Peninsula and particularly on the Kenai River, you have it's a major recreational area. And that's exactly what Whittier would be in the future. And potentially even as you see Whittier grow itself, if it becomes a more active port, a more active tourism spot in the future with major boats going in and out of it, that you're going to have much more of a stable population there. But right now, they just don't have the ability to expand, even for their own small community itself. I mean, they could fill up the old building down there, which is the old two buildings, I guess it is, the old military sites. But other than that, they just don't have much for expansion. And really, the $19.2 million would primarily service expansion to accommodate people coming into Whittier, not as much as the current 200 people who live there.
Representative Schultz?
Didn't we last year set aside some land for Whittier?
Sure did.
Approximately 600 acres or something
right.
like that.
Right, put a bill through
for
it.
For expansion, there's a lot of recreation going to be, and then there's some across that's, the bay?
No, not across the bay.
Okay.
That's 200 acres in Whittier subdivision, 400 acres in Shotgun Cove.
So there's a good possibility there's going to be a lot of homes and things being built out there for the urban area. And then also, I forgot the other question I was going to ask. Had something to do with the road.
Representative Herman?
Yeah, you say in this resolution, you know, increase summer shuttle service between Portage and Whittier. How many times does it go between Portage and Whittier now, and what are you looking at for increased service?
Well, I'm going to have to again try to defer to my chairman up here who knows a little more about the shuttle service. You were working on that not too long ago because the state was looking at backing out of it, but it was twice on weekends, as an example. It used to be twice in the morning and then twice in the afternoon. Basically, AM had two runs, as I can remember, and then BM, but it varies. And then during the week, it gets down to, like right now, it's
three times a week in the wintertime. Generally three trains a day in the summertime due to the tremendous amount of tourists that go through Whittier. You have your Valdez, Cordova, Valdez, Whittier run on the ferry. And that ferry traffic goes through there. You also have Brad Phillips's boat, the Glacier Queen, which goes through there. This year they're anticipating 38 cruise ships that will come into Whittier, take the train, go on, and another load will come off the train, go on the cruise ship, and leave from there. Representative Murrow is next.
Representative Szymanski, if you're willing to spend $100,000 for this dead-end road that goes to where people don't live for Whittier, would you also approve the same thing for your hometown of Anchorage?
$100,000
per person. $100,000 per person.
Well, as I indicated, I think if you amortize it by about, if you want to use population figures, $200,000, what's that calculate out to?
For what, Anchorage?
If you apply the rule of 200,000 serving a population of, well, let's try better than that. Let's go almost 300,000 now. Service population, approximately 300,000 people available to use that road.
Well, this road doesn't go to Whittier. This goes from Whittier to Shotgun Cove, where nobody lives.
I'm not necessarily saying that was the only phase of it. There's two roads that we're really talking about, the tunnel, upgrading a tunnel or putting a tunnel in.
Right.
So it would actually exceed $19 million.
I'm talking about the second paragraph here in the position paper where it speaks of Whittier to Shotgun Cove, $19.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
$100,000 for every person in Anchorage would be $24 billion. That's a lot of money.
That's probably about what we need, though. When we're done on major road expansion, that wouldn't be bad if we could get it.
Representative Schultz?
I was just wondering, is
anything
the
more?
Highway or is the road, can you receive federal funding?
Nick, right now you can't.
Okay.
It's my understanding that they cannot, they don't have a classified, it could be, and it is conceivably possible to go to federal funding through the tunnel portion, because that's connecting to an existing federally assisted highway. If you go to a new tunnel, or you even go to an option of connecting into the existing tunnel. The existing tunnel is potentially possible to be paved and ventilated for very limited access. And it'd be similar to what we did along the turning an arm during the construction of the Seward Highway.
Representative Davis?
Just a note, I guess. I listened to Secretary Dole talk in D.C., and she said that most of the highways of the nation have been built, and she really sees the federal government getting out of highway business. And, you know, there's no reason for that 90-10 to continue in this present form. And I can see the federal government trying to get out of that 90-10, so federal funds may not be there in the future.
Representative Schultz.
I can see, you know, maybe she might have a point in the most part, because interstates and everything else have crisscrossed the continental United States. However, when we've got a system, if you want to call it a highway system, in Alaska, we haven't been building new roads in the past 15 years. We've got a lot of roads that are going to need to be built in the future, and we're going to, you know, the federal government has got just as much of an obligation to the state of Alaska as they did to Connecticut or New York or Pennsylvania or Alabama or whatever. Well, I would.
I'd say the whole... all of the federal funds are on the chopping block right now. They've got, and that's something to think about. But anyway, that's aside from this resolution. Are you going to entertain a motion to?
I've been trying to get a word in edgewise, so now I'll take advantage. I do not intend to pass this out today. April the 10th, Whittier's going to come in and give us a demonstration and discuss Shotgun Cove in conjunction with this resolution. I think at that time, our knowledge of Whittier will be further. I could extend on it now. We have a very respected individual in the office, or in the room, that is very well up on the situation of Whittier in combination with the Chugach Alaska Corporation. But rather than to go into it now, we'll wait until April the 10th when Whittier has a chance to give their presentation. Representative Furness?
I'm sure there's a question. Is there an appropriation bill currently introduced for the $19 million or whatever it is?
No, there is not. We've been going in different ways to try to finance that.
Is there plans to introduce a bill this session?
Not plans necessarily, but different ways to try to get some monies towards it and knock that fiscal down a little bit, Representative Burns.
Madam Chair, one final question. Has the city considered $18.2 million since that property, 600 acres, was deeded to the city? Is the city proposed in any way to incorporate the cost of this road into the property in order to sort of pass that on to...
They're attempting to find any type of innovative financing or any type of financing that they can at the present time. Representative Murrow?
Madam Chairman, it would seem to me that it might make some sense to, I've heard this proposed ever since years ago when I lived in Anchorage, to convert the railroad tunnel to dual use, railroad and highway. But of course, if we do that so you can drive to Whittier, then the railroad is not going to get as much traffic, and I suspect the railroad would be against that. I just mention this in passing because that's an old idea, to convert that tunnel to dual use.
Very expensive.
You're right. It is an idea that's been floating around an awful long time. Right at the present time, the railroad is not against it. They feel that they can channel their trains by signals and so on and so forth, and manage with a paved track. But again, that's one of the things that's in the foreseeable future.
Right, but they would be losing business that way.
No.
They wouldn't lose business?
No. The thing about this is, just exactly as Representative Szymanski said, is that this is to channel and tunnel the recreational people, which would actually bring more business, not to the railroad, but it wouldn't diminish the railroad's business, because the railroad would still be hauling all the tourists and this sort of thing. This is for people to take their boats down. Shotgun Cove is becoming a harbor, and the city has an innovative idea and a way to develop that harbor. Representative Friends?
Madam Chairman, a thought just come to mind. I think it was a good idea at one point to use that tunnel with public traffic and the railroad, but considering the railroad's experience with the moose and running over moose, I'm not sure we want people in front of that train.
I see your point. Representative Szymanski?
I think I'd just like to make it perfectly clear. That just dawned on me why the question from Representative McKenna. I'm primarily here to carry the water on the access from the Seward Highway to Whittier. I'll let Chairman carry the water from Whittier to Shotgun Cove. And the resolution was drafted to incorporate both the activities because there is a direct relationship between the two. It's one that, as an example, if you provide access by paving the tunnel, and by the way, I perfectly believe that that's feasible. I was talking with DOT again, and on a very frank, unbiased opinion by many of the engineers who looked at it, they said, you know something, you could literally go in there, put new sub base in, pave that thing, put drainage in, which is basically culvert systems, because it isn't as bad as most people think on glaciering. There's a natural barometric temperature difference that occurs almost 365 days out of the year that creates a ventilation between the two, so you don't actually have to ventilate. And on top of that, even if there wasn't ventilation, the amount of traffic doesn't generate that much carbon monoxide because they look at it the same way as a train loaded with cars going through there or sitting there running on the car. It's not that much of a problem, but it doesn't quite meet traditional standards of highways with regard to width, height, normal lighting, all the other gyrations associated with, quote-unquote, the modern standard highway configuration. And they could technically do it, but it's not quite kosher to do it, just kind of a quick fix. And I don't know, maybe we'll get back to looking at trying to do things a little better and easier in the future, but that's my inclination, is that we could go in there and possibly provide it. But then you have that traffic feeding into Whittier. What are you going to do with that population? Nothing else. You'd use up that first 400 acres, or what it was. Was it 400 acres?
200 acres put in your subdivision, which is on the way to Shotgun Cove, and 400 acres of Shotgun Cove.
You'd use up most of the available landmass in Whittier just for parking. So, not really that bad, but I mean, you'd have a fairly substantial amount of parking lot that you'd end up with there. So it's a tough one.
Worse than that in downtown Whittier, they only have 25 acres.
And of course, these people in Kenai keep complaining about these Alaskan, I mean, the Anchorage tourists so much that we need to divert them off over there to Whittier.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to remind my distinguished representative friend from Anchorage that I am not from Kenai.
Homer.
Homer. Starts with an H.
Representing the Kenai Peninsula.
There you go.
Okay. If there's no further discussion then on the Whittier Shotgun Cove access, then we will turn to the next thing on our agenda. And Representative Herman, we'll be on HB 223. Representative Herman would like to speak on this. In your packets, you will find a copy of the bill, a copy of the map of the road linking I thought I had it right before, and I didn't look at it. Lignac with Dillingham. And this is a resolution, or I mean a bill that Representative Herman would like to discuss.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. For the record, my name is Adelaide Herman. I represent District 26. My constituents and I would like to see this legislation go through to name the Dillingham to Lignac Road as the gateway to the Wood-Tiptic State Park. The park was created in 1978, and there's a comprehensive management plan for the park that's, I believe, is done or pretty near done. there's a park ranger now working in the park, and I believe this is what, you know, I want, and people want to designate this road because it there is increasing use of the road to the park for subsistence use and recreation use, and I believe this is the way to do it, is to put it into legislation to designate area as the park. I'd like to read the letter from Neil Johansson, dear Representative Cato, the creation of the Wood-Tiptic State Park in 1978 was a significant step to protect the waters in which one-third of the Bristol Bay salmon, sockeye salmon spawn, an area of unique and outstanding scenic grandeur, and to enhance our state's important tourism industry. At 1.5 million acres, this state recreation unit comprises one half of the acreage of the entire state park system. It is the largest state park in America and is popularly received by local residents. House Bill 223 by Representative Herman is a fine bill, which I wholly support. The road between Dillingham and Lignac receives increasing recreation and subsistence user traffic to gain access to this outstanding park. To name the road Gateway to Wood-Tiptic State Park is proper and appropriate action. I would hope the House Transportation Committee supports the passage of this bill. I've seen like designations in federal parks, you know, gateways and stuff, and I believe this is the way
we have had precedents before this committee where we have changed the name of roads. Representative Schultz is sitting here, grinning like Cheshire Cat. We did last year changed the name of the Tonsina Road to
Brenwick Craig.
I thought of the Craig, but I couldn't remember the Brenwick. And we have had precedents to change the name of roads prior to this time in this committee. Representative Maru?
Madam Chairman, I'd like to move the bill with individual recommendations.
Representative Maru has moved the bill with individual recommendations. Are there any objections?
Call the question.
Question? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So ordered.
Can you leave it?
Do we have any further business come before the committee?
Not necessarily. Do you have an offer again or choose?
We did already. It was the Labor Relations Board. All right, we have three separate sheets for you to sign for the people on the board. So please sign all four documents before you leave. Is there any further business come before the committee? If not, then I declare the committee adjourned.
Speak, my son.